Well, open tennis had been around for almost 4 years by the time I jumped out there. 68 was the first year for open tennis, and that was, wow, when that came around, everybody thought, you know, the money. And because it was so new, they should have maybe stepped back and looked a little bit and said, hey, if we don't go about it in the right way, we might jump in too fast and not go about it in the right way. I guess there's pros and cons for what's happened in the game of tennis since then. If it's gone in a smooth transition to where we are today, or it's gone on a rocky, bumpy road to where it's been high, it's been low, it's a peak and valley kind of ride. But if you want to look at the end result to where we are right now, with the amount of money in the game, with the amount of interest in the game, with the amount of huge companies are involved in sponsorship, how could you got to look and say, well, you know, this is the greatest success story in the history of sports. On the other hand, I don't know if you look behind the scene that you would say that. You know, there's been a lot of exits off that freeway that should have been taken, and then some that have been taken that should have, you know, that you should have just gotten on the straight and narrow and just tried to play it that way. Unfortunately, even though I've been around a long time, I have never joined any association and never been involved in any of the real internal decisions made in the game. I don't know if that's, you know, by my own choice or the outside's choice, not to ask me or to involve me in something like that. But as far as being a part of the game right now, I mean, I'm absolutely not complaining where the game is on the outside, with the amount of money in the game, with the sponsorship, with the players, the way they're playing, and so forth like that. I don't think you can ask for anything more. From the internal side, I probably have a number of complaints that I would like to sit down and talk to a lot of people about. Whether it would do any good or not is probably the main thing on my mind, if it's a waste of my time or not, to get involved in something like that. If they would like to know my views, I'd be more than happy to air them to them, but I don't want to talk at any given time just to hear myself talk. If it would be worthwhile, then I'd love to do that.